Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. What a joy and privilege it is today to be saved, to be born again. I tell you, to know God, not just know about Him, but to know Him. I tell you, I'm thankful that He saved me when He did. I was young when He saved me. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have made it. I know the Lord had mercy on me, and I know prayers went up for me. And I know that's what it takes for people to be saved, is it takes God's people travailing in prayer for the souls of the people today that are lost. And that's the only way they're going to get in. There's going to have to be some labor. There's going to have to be some travail. There's going to have to be some crying out to God. I tell you, a true burden for souls, or they won't get saved. And we got to really take them to heart and take them to prayer, because the devil, he's on the loose, and the devil, he's going to and fro. He's getting every soul he can, trying to take every soul he can and take them to hell. He deceives the world. He's already deceived the world. I tell you, the god of this world, the Bible said, has blinded the minds of the people. The god of this world, that's the devil. He has blinded the minds, the Bible said, of the world. And I tell you that the Lord is going to put him in his place one day. But I tell you, he was cast out of heaven. And I tell you, he's loosed on the earth, and he's going forth seeking whom he may to devour. And I tell you, the Bible said he's blinded them. He's blinded them. But the only hope they have, that the good news of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. The truth, the real gospel truth. That's the only thing that it's going to help them see themselves. It's going to take the Spirit of God using whom he has called to preach the gospel. He's going to have to use those to testify, or whoever it is, to share the Word of God and their testimony with the lost world. It's going to take the Spirit of God in them, I tell you, coming out of them to reach these souls that are hell-bound. And I tell you, they need Jesus. They need help before they die. They must be rescued. The Bible said, rescue the perishing, care for the dying, from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, who's mighty to save. It's going to take God's people, his body, to win this lost world. I tell you, we're going to have to be used by God. That's the only way. We can't do it ourselves. We can try. We can do our best to go out and do. But if God is not sending us, if we're not living right, if we're not trying to please the Lord, I tell you, we can't make things happen. We don't have power to do anything. He has the power. Jesus does. He is all power in heaven and in earth. And that's whom I serve. And he's the one I'm leaning on today, that he would bring forth the message that will speak to your heart, that will see, that you can see yourself, can see your condition, and that you can repent as a believer and get your heart right with God. And if you, and as a sinner as that is lost and without God and on their way to hell, that they may see their lost condition and that they may repent. The devil's good. He's already counterfeited most of the world. I tell you, there's some that are lost. They know they're lost. There's some that know, I mean, that they know that's their condition that they're in, that they're lost and that they're going to hell. Some know that. And there's some that just don't believe whatsoever. They don't believe in the heaven. They don't believe in the hell. They don't believe in nothing. They don't believe in God. I mean, all they believe is what they want to believe. And I tell you, there's some that believe that they are God. I mean, there's so many kinds of beliefs. There's so kind of many ways that the devil has blinded this world. He's blinded them with religion. I tell you, there's religious demons out there. I mean, I'm talking about the devil's demons out there. And I tell you, they can speak truth. They can speak scripture. But yet they are of the devil, the wicked one. They're not of God. The devil knows the word of God. He was in the beginning with God. And so he is that deceiver. And he's going forth seeking whom he may to devour. And I tell you, don't fall into that condition. I mean, come up out of the condition. What I'm saying is, in other words, hear the gospel and believe it and be saved. Don't let the devil take your soul to hell, because that's what he's trying to do to this whole world. But I tell you, I'm thankful that God has got his people. And I tell you, I just want to be one that's faithful, and one that's true to God, and one that preaches the gospel. And in love, I do love you, and I do love people, and I love everyone. I don't hate no one. And I tell you, I preach, and I try to preach with love. I tell you, I try to follow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, I tell you, that's the only way that I can do it. That's the only way I can preach is Him using me. And that's what my desire is. I want His Spirit and power on me to rightly divide the word of truth and to be able to reach the lost soul that's out there. I want to be like the Apostle Paul and like Peter. And them times, I tell you, those apostles, when God sent them out, the Holy Ghost of God on them, and I tell you, they spake with the authority. They spake with the power of God. I mean, that's what I need. That's what I want. The unction from the Father. I want to be used mightily in God's service, that souls would be saved. That's the only reason. And I tell you, I don't want to waste your time, God's time, or nothing else. I want to help people. I want to see souls get saved. And the only way that's going to happen is God's got to do it. But my friend today, if you're lost, I tell you, I pray to God that you'd come to Him today. I pray that you'd come and humble yourself. That's the first step. You got to see yourself as a sinner, but you got to humble yourself as a little child. The Bible said there's no way you can enter into heaven. I tell you, unless you humble yourself as a child, be honest with God, be real with Him, and come to Him and repent and ask Him to have mercy upon you and save your soul from a devil's hell. I tell you, He'll save you. He'll forgive you if you'll let Him. I tell you, He'll do a work in you that, I tell you, you'll be amazed. I mean, it's something that you can't do. It's something nobody else can do. I tell you, it's only the Lord that can do it. He's the only one that can deal with you and let you see yourself and then save you. He's the only one that can forgive sins. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, you got to believe that. You got to realize and know He knows all your sins already. He knows everything about you. And as you come to Him, you need to come to Him, be honest and open to Him, and He'll have mercy on you. He'll save you. God, I tell you today, don't let time pass you by. I tell you, it's going to pass you by every day. One day's gone, and another day cometh if the Lord has mercy upon us. If God sees fit, then there's another day. We'll see another day. But I tell you, if it's not, then yesterday's gone. And what we done yesterday, we can't go back and redo it. I tell you, all we can do is try to make things right. We try to make things right with people if we've done them wrong, if we hurt them. That's the only thing we can do. And we try to get things right with God. God help us and turn things around. But I tell you, yesterday's gone. And I tell you, today is a new day. And today's the day to be saved. The Bible said today's the day of salvation. Don't put it off to tomorrow, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't even know if tomorrow is going to come, much less what tomorrow will bring us today. But I tell you, that today, if you'll come to Him, you can know that you say, you can know that you've been born again. If you really repent, you really call on Him, ask Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner. I tell you, you'll know it. He'll give you an assurance of salvation in your heart. And you'll know that you've been saved. And I tell you what a joy it is. I tell you, you'll be overwhelmed. You'll be amazed. And I tell you, you'll have the peace of God. You'll have the joy of the Lord. And I tell you, you just want to share it with the world. You want to tell everyone about Jesus, but what He's done for you, because it's so good to you. I tell you, He took and made you and gave you a new heart. And you got a heart of love. And you love people no matter what they've done, even your enemies. The people that's done you wrong in the past. I tell you, you want to see them get saved. I tell you, you love them in the Lord. I tell you, you don't love their sin. You don't love what they've done, but you love them. You realize and know that it's the devil. It's not really them. It's the devil that's got them bound up. And I tell you today, he sure has got people bound up. I tell you, he's got this world today blinded. I mean, totally blinded. I tell you, a church just about on every corner, but here in America. And I tell you, America is just blinded by the devil, by the god of this world. And I tell you, we're living in horrible times. But I know that God is going to, thank God, save those that we're praying for, laboring over. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to His coming. I'm looking for Him coming and get His church out of here. And I tell you why I live here and why I'm looking for His coming. I want to be laboring and travail for precious souls and doing the will of God, because time is short. It's going to come a time where it's all going to be over, my friend, all over. And I tell you, it's going to be too late to pray. It's going to be too late to get saved. I tell you, it's going to be too late to get things right. You don't want to be ashamed before the Lord at His coming. If you're a born-again believer and you've done wrong and you hadn't made things right with God, The Bible said you'll sin unto death. You'll be ashamed before it's coming. In other words, you'll be looking and living in this world this world is going to be here forever. You're going to be here not looking for his coming. You're not serving him. You don't want to be ashamed. I tell you, you will be ashamed. I tell you, we're all going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ, we that are saved. And we're going to give an account for everything we've done. I tell you, everything we've done since we've gotten saved, we're going to give an account for our life and our sins and what we've done and how we live. We're going to give an account for that. I tell you, we're going to stand at that judgment seat. God, have mercy. I tell you, if I fear God. And I tell you, I want everything right with God. I don't want to do anything that displeases him. I don't want to do anything that would grieve him or crucify him afresh and put him to an open shame. I do not want to live that way. I want to live a life beyond reproach, live a life that's separated and dedicated unto God and to love him and to serve him. I'm not ashamed of him. I'm not ashamed to tell people I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed to tell people I'm a preacher. I'm not ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ. I tell you, I love it. I tell you, it's real, it's pure, and it's holy, and I know it's the truth, and I'm not ashamed of it. And I tell you, I'm willing, ready to tell the world about Jesus. I tell you, today you stand up and you speak truth. You speak against sin. You speak what the Bible says. I tell you, they hate you. They want to stop you. They want to shut you up. They'll do everything they can to destroy you, whether it be through the law or through death. I mean, I tell you, we're living in those days. They don't want those to stand up and to preach and to tell them about their sin. I tell you, that's the way it was. And I believe it was Herod's wife. And when John the Baptist told him, said, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And I mean, he stood up. He had a backbone. But boy, it just ate her up. I mean, with pure hatred, the devil overtook her. And then I tell you, come a time, she was patient. She waited. She had her eyes on John the Baptist. She's going to have him killed. And I tell you, the Lord had his hand on him. And she couldn't kill him. And no one could have killed him. Until God, I tell you, he ran his course. And I tell you, he did what he's supposed to do. He came. He was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I tell you something, he spoke against it. And there come a time when, I think it was Herod's birthday, and the daughter of his wife there danced before him and for others that was around about him. And then I tell you, he said, I'll give you whatever you want. This basically up to, I believe it might have been half the kingdom or so forth. But he said, tell me what you desire, what you want. And she went to her mother, said, I please the king today. And he's told me to just tell him what I want. He'll give it to me. And she said, give me John the Baptist, the head of John the Baptist in a charger. Send it for him. She didn't ask for the kingdom. She didn't ask for some, no doubt she being the king's wife and so forth, she had a lot. But there's a lot of things that she could ask for. But I tell you that she asked for that because it was bitterness in her heart, hatred toward the man of God, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so she had his head taken off. And I tell you what a grief that is today. But there's people out today that want to stop the word of God, but they can't stop it until God, I tell you, until God allows it. What I mean by that is that the devil can't do nothing without getting God's permission to do anything. And I tell you, he couldn't do that. No one could have killed Jesus without him giving that consent. I tell you, he's the one that gave his life. Nobody took it. And then so forth. In Job, you go read the book of Job and you can see and understand as well. But I see my time so quickly come and gone today. My friend, if you're not saved, come to him today. Ask him how mercy and save your soul. And I tell you, just pour out your whole heart to him and you'll be found of him. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.